Innisfail. Town Council has finally approved the construction contract to upgrade the Innisfail Heliport, an emotionally charged community project that has a projected total budget of $641,541. Council approved an administration recommendation at its January 10 regular meeting to award the contract to Red Deer's Timcon Construction Limited, which was the low bidder from four received by the town. The construction cost of $489,955 that was approved last week by council was originally proposed last year by Timcon, but that did not get approved during a meeting last August as council decided the expenditure should be moved into the 2022 capital projects list. Innisfail's heliport is one of the few of its kind in the province that is managed and funded solely by the municipality, and not by the province. The hospital area heliport, which was created in 1998 through the Rotary Club of Innisfail's fundraising efforts, was shut down in mid-2020 after being deemed non-compliant with numerous Transport Canada guidelines. Since then, Stars Air Ambulance Service has been moved to the Big Bend Airport, located just west of town. Stars is an invaluable service to the community, and having that heliport across from the hospital is going to save critical time when the patient needs it the most, and I am very pleased to see this project moving forward after many months of consultation, said Town of Innisfail Mayor Jean Barkley, noting those consultations included the public and local physicians. I think it was clear from the vast majority of the community that they wanted the Stars service back at the hospital where it's closer, and not having trains getting in the way. It just saves such critical time of the utmost importance. Stephen Kennedy, Director of Operational Services for the Town of Innisfail, told Council on January 10 the four bids the town received for the project ranged from Timcon's lowest at $489,955 to a high bid of $650,100 from MC Construction. On top of the $489,955 construction cost, the project budget also includes an additional $80,630 for engineering and approvals, $12,000 for an operation manual and training, $10,000 for material testing and a 10% contingency of $48,956. Once construction is completed, there will be an annual cost of $81,000 for training and operations of the facility, a figure the town estimated and released a year ago. Kennedy told council that Timcon, which has been based out of Red Deer since 1988 and has completed many multi-discipline projects throughout central Alberta, is expected to start construction this coming spring. The heliport should be ready for operations by the fall, he said. Following Kennedy's presentation, Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, sought council's input on whether the town should initiate a fundraising initiative to the community. Barkley said there was some interest from local service clubs to give some funding, adding there was potential to receive significant additional support from the community at large. I always saw this as something that the community would be quite intrigued with and want to participate in, whether that is done through some kind of 50-50 draw or whatever, said Barkley. I think there is opportunity for the community to get behind this, and there are many people who would like to. I think now that we have approved the project and it is going forward, it will have more of an impact on discussions as well. Before, it was kind of on again, off again. Town. Gavin Bates said the town should approach Red Deer County. Just tell them we are going to do it, and would they consider participating? We should invite them to participate, said Bates. Town. Jason Heisted noted the heliport project was on the minds of many Innisfailians during last fall's municipal election campaign and remains an important issue for the community. I know when we were campaigning this was a big one for all of us, and I think there are many citizens who would like to contribute in some way or fundraise, said Heisted, adding the idea could be discussed during council's upcoming strategic plan sessions. Becker was given direction by council to let the community know the town will be receptive in receiving any public funding towards the heliport project.